Hey you guys, it's your girl Jolia, and today I have with me my girl Sabrina.
Hey guys!
We missed you.
Aww.
You don't miss us?
I do.
No, you don't. You would have said you missed us. Yeah, right. COVID has made her a horrible cold person.
Oh.
I'm just joking. But no, like, you know, we're here to talk about our experience since COVID took place and like being on unemployment. Okay. But I know you're back working now, so how was that for you?
Okay, so yeah, lucky I'm back working because I don't have to rely on that unemployment, because that was just not where it was
at all,
because they want to pay you when they want to pay you.
If they pay you.
So I didn't have the worst experience. Like I said, I did have a little bit of difficult time when filling out the process, going through the process, because it did ding and I had to get like certain documents to approve that I was like unemployed. And so that took a little hold up, and then I finally got the card, and then I was able to spend money or whatever. But I got on unemployment when they wasn't giving that extra $600.
So did I, sadly.
You know, and I was like, dang, like, I need to give me, everybody making $900 a week. Like, what happened? Like, can I get that? And, like,
they said no.
And so I was just making, like, chump change every week. And I was falling behind. I got, you know, had to tap in my savings to pay bills. And it was rough. It was really rough. And, you know, then they was talking about, you know, they were going to give that $300. And I didn't receive that $300 until I went back to work. And I was just like, you know, if I didn't have it, I would have lost so much, you know. Yeah. If I didn't have the savings that I had,
right,
I would have been, you know, I would have lost a lot. And I feel really bad for families that are really losing everything. They can't feed their kids. They lost their apartment. They lost their house, whatever. You know, people are losing a lot, you know. You know, and it's really sad because Marlon is just really unacceptable. Like, I mean, I know I've heard Governor Larry Hogan say that, you know, this is really unacceptable because people aren't, they're not getting what they need.
Right, they're not getting the help that they need.
Yeah, and it's just really unacceptable because other states that are bigger, and they just, and even states that are smaller, they're doing so much better at, you know, giving the money out, or, you know, even just being in contact with you, because you can't get in contact with
no
people.
You cannot.
And it's ridiculous, and it's sad because we're supposed to be like that state, you know. We buy DC, we supposed to be like that important state. You know. But I mean, it's lacking so bad, and I don't know what it is, if it's they don't have a lot of people working or what it is, but they need to do better. I mean, we pay taxes.
And they're quick to take it.
Yeah. Like, they want to take it out your unemployment checks.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, no. Let me tell you my little experience. Mm-hmm. First off, shout out to Virginia, because when I was laid off years ago, I received my benefits fast. But I know even before COVID, I've heard that our state, we were always slow and just kind of really terrible with our services, with the benefits. So, and I'm a really understanding person, but, you know, again, this is really unacceptable. I've called, like, the line, like, over 40 times, and I couldn't get in contact with anybody. I would hit, like, all the different options, hoping to get in contact with somebody, but nothing. Randomly, I hit the third option, like, for fraud or something like that, and I was able to speak to somebody, but it took forever. It took forever in so many days.
Yeah, so this lady at my job, she was explaining that she, in order for her to get in contact, she had to go and call the disability line, like, for mm-hmm. like hearing impaired or whatever, and that's the only way she got through. And some people even saying that they have to use the line for the elderly just to get in contact with the
I believe that, because when I used to read, like, the complaints and comments online about our unemployment benefits, one guy said that he had to call the Spanish line just to get in contact with someone. I don't know why we have to jump through hoops just to get in contact with these people. It's ridiculous. It's crazy. But I just hope like things.
Well, if anybody else is watching this and they need to get in contact with them, call one of those three.
Okay.
Call them.
About 20, 30, 40 times, then you can get in contact with somebody. But no, that's bad. That's so bad. And, you know, I just miss the normal life, I guess that's what you call it. It's so weird even saying that. Like, I just miss so many things right now. Like, of course, I miss paying my bills on time. I miss saving my money, and I miss spending it shopping. Like, it really sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been able to enjoy the luxuries that I'm used to be used to, like going to the spa with you.
Yes, getting our feet done.
I haven't got a haircut.
Well, I got you on that.
Girl, no.
I can give you a shape up, a fade, whatever you need. No. With the little lines, too. You want a little design in the back. I'm telling you.
I don't trust her. Uh-uh. But, yeah, I mean, just a lot of things. And not going to Target and shopping and buying new shoes. And,
right. It's like, it's fall right now. I need some new Uggs. I want some new Uggs so bad. And then I still want my Gucci slides. I still want the black ones and the white ones.
They were cute. They were cute.
I know.
So, yeah, I mean, like I said, we understand that people have it worse. And it's sad that, you know, that the government and that they're not giving them the right, you know, giving them the hope, help, and support, because right now it's a pandemic, and it's nobody's fault that it's a pandemic. I mean, it's none of our fault that it's a pandemic, and you know, people are really suffering. And I really hope that the state really, you know, up their game.
Right. Hopefully, we start getting our benefits. Hopefully, more jobs are starting to hire. Mm-hmm. Because no, for real, like, yes, you know, my birthday is coming up in a couple of months. That had to be put on hold. You know, I'm just like, this is not fun. This is not okay.
Yeah, even like, I used to enjoy Black Friday shopping, but then, you know, after Thanksgiving.
Right.
You know, I normally camp out and do it.
Yes, you did.
But I can't do it.
Girl.
You know, not even thinking about it.
It's so bad. I was at home. I was like, you know what? I thought about Sabrina. And, you know, I'm like, maybe I should get married, so I can have my husband financially support me. But I'm too independent for that.
Yes. Like, Julia, she is very independent. Like, she's very bougie, though.
No. I'm not bougie. I just like what I like, you know.
She's very bougie.
No.
But she does not like asking people for help.
I hate it. Now, I know that some people like this podcast, it may sound like I'm kind of materialistic, but for those again who know me, you know, I'm not. Like, you know, sometimes I wish I was that person to be like, you know, I don't give a fuck, here's my Cash App, send me some money. But I don't like that. I feel like I'm getting handouts.
Yeah,
like,
she doesn't. Mm-mm.
No. Well, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that, you know, if there's people that's out there willing to help others, you know, yeah, just out of good faith, because of the hard time that we're having, you know, I totally get it, and that's fine. But just me personally, I'm always been the type, like, you know, I'm gonna do it on my own, I'll find a way. Like, growing up, I've been around nothing but independent women all my life, you know. Okay. So that's what I'm used to. You know, I am Miss, you know, independent Miss Nia. Okay. Like, what do I look like having a man take
care
of me?
I mean, I am married. And, you know, I mean, but me and my husband are definitely like 50-50. Like, I mean, he did when...
As it should be.
Yeah. And when we, when I got unemployed, my husband was definitely the breadwinner, and he had to pay all the bills, and he went to his full-time job, and then he found like these weird side jobs, painting people's houses. Like, I would not see, when I was unemployed, I did not see my husband. He was like, aww, working. He would find anything. Like, somebody be like, hey, you know, you cut my grass for a few dollars, he be gone. Be like, dang. And I felt really bad, because I was like, all I'm doing is sitting at home. So I try to do like some Instacart or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was, I mean, he really did step up his game. And I'm not saying that, you know, But that's kind of what marriage is, kind of. You know, you're supposed to, like, balance each other out. When somebody's down, you gotta, you know.
Step it up.
But I wouldn't say get married so I pay bills.
Of course, I'm just joking, you guys. Do not, you know, I hate you. I hate when people use people like, I hate that. Yeah. No.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you really want to shake daddy, though, but do what you gotta do. Mm-hmm.
I know. I am too much of a boss-ass chick to not be on my stuff. Like, you know, it's just really upsetting me and my homegirls right now. And I don't like this. I don't like feel like no bum. I don't like that.
I'm no bum, girl.
I don't. But I will say this has definitely been a learning experience for me. Moving forward, I do know how to plan accordingly.
But I feel like planning accordingly, like, I had a good, I mean, like, planning accordingly, but a pandemic is so different. It's so different. You know what I mean? Because
it's really
no other way to make money. Like, you really kind of in a tough spot. Like, I remember when the pandemic started and I was like, oh my God, everybody losing their job. Oh my goodness. And I was trying to do Uber Eats and all this stuff. And they was like, oh, at this time, Uber Eats, they have enough workers.
Oh, wow.
We can't fill the spot. Like, you can't get in.
Oh, wow.
And I was just like, my God, I need to make money. Come on. Like, I'm trying to find any way to make money. Like,
yeah.
And it's really tough. And I mean, tapping into your savings, and you know, just because you think you saved a good amount of savings,
right?
When you have no money and all these bills start hitting, and you're just like, okay, let's eat. Okay, bill here, then your savings gone.
Right.
Planning accordingly is not. If you don't have no income coming in, it's tough. It's tough because that savings, I thought I had a good enough savings.
And I did too. That's why I'm like, well, for me, planning accordingly, I'm going to like just save more.
Yeah.
I've definitely decided to save. I want to have a savings of at least 8 months of just like cushion money before I really start, you know, buying this or buying something I really don't need. Because you know me, like, if I have...
I know. Jolia, she knows how to spend money.
Hey, why do people always say that? I don't. I be a penny snatcher, too. Penny, is that what I call it? You know what? Whatever.
Penny pincher.
No. Okay, there we go. Yeah, but no, for real. 2020 has definitely been an eye-opener. In many ways, like, what I would suggest to people is just, again, to really make sure you save up more than what you've had previously. Like, just
and have yourself in an okay predicament. Like, you know, I know a lot of people that, you know, live in apartments and they might be like already late on their bill. Just try to make sure you on time, so when it does happen and you pay a little bit more, you know, pay a little bit more every month, so when it does happen, if something like this does happen again,
right? Like, I know we
a little bit, you know, cushion.
Yeah, it's like, again, I know, right, we can't necessarily plan accordingly, so maybe that was wrong to say, but you know, it's a, like you said, it's a pandemic. How can you really prepare for that? But I guess just moving forward, just, I don't know even how to like put it, like, just save more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take,
I get what you're saying though.
And just kind of take things a little more serious than we've had, I guess.
Yeah, because I could admit, like, at the beginning of the pandemic, I just thought I was going to be off of work for 2 weeks, you know? Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to shut down for 2 weeks or maybe a month. But when we shut down as long as we did, I was not expecting that.
Right.
I was not. And that's where my downfall was, because I could have been really penny pinching then, because I was like, in my head, I was like, oh, I'm going to go back to work.
Right, because I did not expect to lose my job. I'm like, you know, hey, I still got a job, so I can still, you know, do whatever. And then, boom. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, I was, that, you know, I think Americans in general just didn't take it seriously, and that's why we're in the predicament that we are.
I agree.
And it's just, other countries are making a lot of money just sitting at home, and we pay taxes, we pay all this stuff, but
a lot of families are just struggling.
America don't know how to, they don't know how to take care of their people.
Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty sad, but it's kind of depressing. So I don't even know like what more we can do or how we can just make things better.
Unemployment. Early unemployment.
It's definitely one thing. Yes. Definitely and one thing.
Y'all hearing this? Y'all need to
step it up.
Tag it. Tag them to them. Like, make them know about this episode because y'all need to step up your game.
Yeah, definitely. But on that note, this will conclude today's episode. But please feel free to check me out at pissycatvibes.com or head over to my IG, kittycatvibes with a Z, and let us know your thoughts on this. And if you're currently employed or unemployed, or just your experience since COVID started. Until then, be well and be safe.